Apex predators are organisms that have no predators of their own. These predators play a crucial role in maintaining the health of their native habitats by keeping their prey from overpopulating. While the thought of apex predators might conjure up images of grizzly bears and tigers, not all apex predators are creatures that will scare you off the trail. In fact, many of the apex predators around these parts of California patrol the skies, including this week's Bay Bird. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we take a look at the world of the Cooper's Hawk. Welcome to Bay Birds. The Cooper's Hawk is a doozy to identify. It's a relatively plain, medium-sized hawk and looks very similar to its smaller cousin, the sharp-shinned hawk. The Cooper's Hawk is a mottled brown color with reddish-brown bars along its chest. The most distinctive coloration pattern of the Cooper's Hawk is on its tail. Their tail is long, broad, and covered with thick bands of alternating light and dark color. Although the tail may be their most distinctive feature, don't let this be your only guide, as a combination of size, shape, and behavior can also be very helpful in identifying this bird. As beautiful as their tails may be, it's not just for show. It's a crucial piece of equipment for their life in the skies. The Cooper's Hawk belongs to the accipiter genus of birds. Unlike our more common red-tailed and red-shouldered hawks, which belong to the Buteo genus, accipiter hawks spend most of their time in densely wooded areas. The accipiter shape is somewhat of a reverse Buteo shape. Instead of the Buteo-style short, wide tail and broad wings, accipiters have a long tail with a shorter wingspan. Short wings are the hawk equivalent of having a car with a short wheelbase, which provides a tighter turning radius, while their long tail helps stabilize them during high-speed flights. Both of these features are physical adaptations for fast flight in heavily wooded areas as they tear through forests in pursuit of prey. The contrast between Buteo and accipiter hawks doesn't just stop at body shape. They also differ in their diets. Because accipiters, like the Cooper's Hawk, are adapted to high-speed flight through woodlands, it's no surprise that these hawks are excellent bird hunters. The majority of their diet consists of small birds, like starlings and American robins, but they have been known to take larger birds, like chickens, when conditions are right. When prey birds are scarce or the opportunity presents itself, Cooper's Hawks will also prey on small rodents, like what their Buteo relatives eat. Although the nationwide population of Cooper's Hawks is stable, there has been a recent shift in their population dynamics due to the availability of their prey. Life in the treetops isn't all fun and games for the Cooper's Hawk. In a study of more than 300 Cooper's Hawk skeletons, researchers found that 23% of them contained healed-over fractures in the bones of their chest. Researchers speculate that these fractures might have been the result of high-speed aerial collisions with trees. The amount of tree-induced fractures might be on the decline for Cooper's Hawks, as we are finding an increase in their population among urban and suburban environments. Once thought to avoid cities, Cooper's Hawks are realizing that there are perks to urban habitats, as they provide a feast of rock pigeons and mourning doves. These hawks have even figured out that bird feeders are a great place to find an easy meal, and they will patrol backyards in search of a popular bird feeder. To catch a glimpse of a Cooper's Hawk, head out to forested areas like Muir Woods and the Point Reyes National Seashore. Look for the characteristic long tail and short wings and a flap-flap-glide flight pattern. If you have a bird feeder in your backyard, you might also attract some Cooper's Hawks that will come to feast on the plethora of songbirds hanging about. If an unwanted Cooper's Hawk has taken residence in your backyard, take down your bird feeder for a couple of days and they will move on. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.